Welcome to the Transformed Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Powers. Dr. Matthew Smith, Director of Eagles and Leadership, continues to teach verse by verse through the book of James, one verse per podcast. These studies were recorded live in his class at Bible Believers Christian College and Seminary in Hawthorne, California. The book of James has been called The Faith Explained, and that is the purpose of these teachings. These short studies are designed to help you grow your faith. Now let's open our Bibles to the book of James as Dr. Smith discusses our faith from the words of the stepbrother of Jesus, the head of the Jerusalem church.
James chapter 4 and verse 2 reads, "You lust and do not have, you murder and covet and cannot obtain. You fight in war, yet you do not have because you do not ask." Now the core of this idea continues to flow out of chapter 3. Remember, there are no chapter divisions. There are no verse number divisions in the original. God never intended for his Bible to be chopped up and you stop reading at a certain point. The whole idea was that you kept the continuous flow. And all of this is pulling out of what is that last paragraph in chapter 3. The whole idea about bitter envy and self-seeking in your heart from verse 14. And that's where you boast and you lie against the truth. In other words, you're a sham, you're a phony. And we talked about this as that triple braided root in verse 15, where you have all of this evil coming out, where it says this wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly or worldly, sensual and demonic. Now, by the time we get into chapter 4 and verse 2, we're dealing with this whole idea of my desire, my lust, that stuff of selfishness, the me that comes out of me. You lust, he says, and you do not have. Want, which becomes greed. Want is the monster you must slay. When you go all the way back to Cain, Cain killed Abel because of want. Cain killed Abel because he wanted to be accepted by God. Want is the monster you and I must kill. And if we don't, we understand from where this verse is and where these verses are going that want grows. And it's been my experience that want grows exponentially. Is if I don't get what I want, I begin to meditate on what I don't have. And then it takes up more of my want. And my want becomes a bigger and bigger creature. And pretty soon my days and my nights are filled with want, which this text calls lust, which John will call the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eye. And this is exactly what American marketing is all about. If you watch TV or you listen to a radio or you're in the process of just being confronted with any kind of advertising, you will find that they will feed your lust. The purpose of advertising is to feed your lust. In fact, if you turn off media, your desire for things begins to shrink. You turn it back on and it grows. Turn it off and it shrinks. Now, they're always telling you, marketers are always telling you, that they're trying to help you. And if you believe that, you failed the IQ test. Because they aren't trying to help you, they're trying to take your money away from you. And that's what want or lust does. Want removes the very thing you desire. The very thing you desire, they take away from you. They take away your well-being. And so he says here very clearly, you want and you don't have, so then you step it up a notch. You murder. Now you can murder with your tongue or you can murder with your hand. But you murder and you covet. But the trouble is, even then in that scenario, you still don't get what you want. And you thought that through your manipulation or your manhandling, you were going to somehow get the very thing that you lusted after. And once you got it, how many men have told the story, as I've done counseling, about the woman they wanted until they had her? Because that's not what satisfies the soul. In fact, we will go so far as to fight in war. Now remember that all war is a national version of what you do and I do from time to time. We fight, we argue, we complain, and we go against someone. just nationalities do this. And if you study if you Google, for example, causes of big wars, you'll find some of these wars are very ridiculous. They started for very little cause. An affront, a slight, a misspeaking about someone's relative. And war started and many, many people died. Now it says here, yet you do not have because you do not ask. Now this is where the verse ends, but the concept doesn't end here. We don't have because we don't ask. One of the huge issues here, the connective issues, one of the huge connective issues about your want can't be fulfilled by yourself. My want can't be fulfilled by me. Ultimately, God's going to be talking about in this passage, you're going to have to get your help from God. But I want to say here very clearly, this is a principle. You do not have because you do not ask. Now, the biggest thing that usually happens is people stop asking. Pride, American pride, for example, never tells other people what they need. And so if you don't tell people what you need, you're eventually going to go out and have to pay for it. When in reality, somebody might have one sitting in their garage they'd gladly give to you. Now, one of the things that we always have to understand is that everybody's trying to get rid of last year's stuff. They have public storage is built on the principle that you need to get rid of last year's stuff because you're getting this year's stuff. You want, you don't get it because you don't ask for it. One of the things that I've always thought would be the best idea is just simply to put a board up in the church and you could not exchange any money, but it would just said, I have. And then you just put up what you have. And if somebody wants it, they pull the card down and they just contact you and you give it to them. No money exchange, no exchanges allowed. And so you get rid of things. It's exactly what happened in the early church. But the issue of want will destroy you. It will cause you to move from this progression. Remember the progression in verse 2. It starts in the soul. You lust. Then you covet. Then you murder. And still you don't have. You are fighting and warring. And the reason for all of this is very simple. The issue is you haven't asked. Now we're going to spring off of this in verses 3 and forward. We're going to talk about who you ask for what as we move forward. But the core issue in verse 2 is very, very simple. Lust destroys. The only solution to lust is to ask. And we're going to have to ask God for some things. We're going to have to ask other people for other things. And we'll look at more of that as we continue in the book of James next time.
And that concludes today's teachings from the book of James. Please share this podcast with a friend and encourage them to subscribe so they don't miss a single one. Until next time, I'm your host Mike Powers, praying that your life will thrive so the people around you will see Christ alive. God bless.